I'll be a lady. Thank you for you singing it to him now. Oh Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary. Is that your desire? Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. What you want to be, a sanctuary for the Lord. But Gary, you may have to give me a little boost tonight because the devil's trying to get on my voice a little and aggravate me some the past couple of days, but we'll whisper if we have to. But you know, we had a wonderful time this past week up at Gatlinburg there with Brother Richard and Janice and Brother Tom and Linda. We really had a good time, had a good fellowship. All we done was just ate and talked, and some sleeping. But I think all of us come away gaining weight out of the whole thing, you know, because it was a good time. We appreciate Boyd and Janet for giving us an opportunity to go up and not costing us anything, you know, to stay there. We appreciate that. It was really great. Also, Brother Joseph gave me an email from Brother George Smith about a man down in Mexico, and I wouldn't try to pronounce his name. The Lord knows it, but... He had two sons to get killed by drug dealers or something, you know, and he got shot up and all. And Brother George said he was keeping up with the situation, you know, and trying to help them and all. So just remember them in your prayers. It was sent out as a prayer request, so we appreciate it and all. We just, you know, we don't appreciate maybe the freedom that we have and the opportunity to live in here where, like places like that, that they just come in and take over and do what they want to. But just, you know, just remember them in your prayers. If you like turning your scriptures, turn to Hebrews 11 and 2 Peter 1. Hebrews 11, 2 Peter 1. Now, remember, you'll be practicing and everything. You know, I reckon after the service tonight, at least we're going to be moving around some stuff, getting everything prepared for the service Sunday. And I also just remember that, and we'll be a little bit different situation of having to preach from it, but it won't be no problem. We don't anchor down anyway, but we got to move the pulpit and everything to get ready for the things. But just remember now, as you're doing this and as you're practicing the play and things, just make it be for the honor and glory of the Lord, and don't be laughing and cutting up and doing things that are wrong and all like that, because it does hinder, you know, the services and things of the Lord. So, you know, just remember that, and just, you know, let everything be done decently and in order. Okay, I think that's all the announcements. I know it's already been announced about Sunday. We'll be having one service, and then we'll be having the play and everything in the afternoon after we eat together and have a good time. So now what we're going to try to do on Saturday night is, because it's so hard to try to video so much, but we're going to try to video sections, scenes at a time. They're going to be a dress rehearsal on Saturday if you want to come up and sit and watch, you know, and that way you can see, but that way they say not to come. They don't want you to come in. But anyhow, you know, and that way maybe we can splice it. Brother Joseph can do a wonderful job splicing it, and we can put it together and make a video that can be really seen, because the last one, the one there in Alabama, it was, you know, it was good, and the play was good and everything. Everybody's very proud of it, but we had a problem with the sound. We had a problem with seeings, you know, and different things, because of the way the building was. So we'll try to do this and make a video out of it, to where that, you know, that we can let the people see it. But we appreciate everybody that's taking part in it and doing the things. We really appreciate it. Hebrews 11 and 2 Peter 1. Father, we thank you for an opportunity tonight to come together. Thank you for your love and your grace, and thank you for the hour that we're living. Thank you for the word that you have delivered into our hands. And Lord, we pray that you would just help us to understand, because that's the greatest thing. We need a revelation more than anything, Father, and we know it must come from you. And Lord, by our learning, our studying, and all is wonderful. Greatly appreciated of you for us to do it, but yet it won't reveal nothing to us. It takes you, Father, to speak to our hearts. Have your way now as we read your word. You come and honor your word and speak to us. And let your light shine in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews 11. We've read these many times, but I don't believe it'll ever wear out, do you? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now go over to 2 Peter 1. We'll read 1 through 4. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, when you immediately see the notes, you'll see that you're like the first three has already been given to you and everything, but still I want to repeat it, and you'll also notice that there is two number sevens in the number wise, you know, so you'll have seven and then you'll have seven because I goofed up and got my numbers messed up. But we've been talking about faith. Faith. Revelation. And the last message we talked about how that your subconscious, that you have a conscious part of you and you have a subconscious. The conscious part is your living or what's around you, you know, the here, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear works through conscience, and then memory, reason, conscience, affections, and love, and all works through a conscious realm of you. But your subconscious is where that, and I tried to just bring it there in the message the last time I spoke was on we titled it the subconscious, and the main thing I was trying to get you to see there is that whether you're born again or not, your subconscious is what is guiding you, because that's the real you. You know, that's you. You say, well, now the subconscious, well, let's go ahead. But the prophet said, your subconscious says, there lays a place, I gave it to you on paragraph 64, Uncertain Sound, where we done read it. He said there, he's talking about the subconscious. He said there's a place lays there called the soul. Called the soul. Well, see, I had never been able to connect together the conscious and subconscious and get it in the correct order. So, you know, I appreciate the Lord for giving me a little understanding. And so you just bear with me as I try to bring it to you. But see, I don't believe now that you have, and I was talking about, you know, that just like a sinner, all people, they have a body, a spirit, a soul, so that's what they are. And the soul of the individual person is the part of you that is the nature of your being. That's what you are. That's why it's called you. Soul is referred to as you, you know, the nature of your being. That's what you are. And irregardless of whether you're born again or not, you have a soul. And that soul is what's governing you, are guiding you, and as we was in the world, it guided us in the wrong direction. But now, by the new birth, see, then now we can see that the soul is trying to lead us in the right direction. All right? Now, so then, your subconscious is the dream land that you go into and you dream and things like that, and you see things that are even to come or things that have been or whatever is brought to pass by having dreams. You know. Now the prophet, as I kept emphasizing up at Brother Richard's this past weekend, I don't believe the prophet was just trying to explain the gift that was in his life when he was explaining how the conscious and subconscious laid right together for a prophet. But for someone who doesn't dream, he said they're so far apart till they're never contacted. But he said a lot of people have dreams, you know, and in their dreams, they go into a subconscious because that's where you dream at. You don't dream in your conscious realm. You dream in your subconscious. But see, that's your soul. That's what you are. That's your being. Now, there's a lot can be said about it, and I tried to explain to you how that when you get up there trying to get close together, you got to be careful because there are some things that will, you know, override and go this way and go that way because, like I said about your body, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear, but it's got to operate through memory, reason, conscience, and things like that. It's got to operate through that realm. See, so you just can't make this be so much, this be so much, and this be so much. Right. But just keep in mind what I'm trying to bring to you. That the conscious part of you is basically your body and your spirit. Because that's what you contact the world with. Right. But the subconscious is laying deeper, more down within you. But that's the place of the soul. And I gave it to you where the prophet said on paragraph 59, show us the Father. 1956 says, your subconscious is your soul. All right. Then you want it goes on down to where that paragraph 92 of the way back, 1962, the doctor was describing how that Brother Branham could actually stand and have a dream, you know, before without even going to sleep because of his conscious and subconscious. And the doctor was describing it, and Brother Branham said, in other words, you're saying my soul. He said, that's right. Well, I had never connected totally. I knew the quotes and I knew the thing, but it had never been made known to me that way of understanding that your soul is your subconscious. Because that's what you are. Whether you're a sinner or whether you're not, you know, a saint or what, there's something ruling us that makes the body and the spirit work. What you want to call it, be led or guided. Well, see, it's the subconscious realm of man. That way, then the animal wouldn't have that subconscious. He would only have the conscious realm to deal in. But the human being has the soul, and that soul is your subconscious. Right. And see, think about that, then you'll try to. If one point that I wanted to make was, and tried to make to you last weekend, or week before last now, was that if you can think about having a dream, then you can think about that you dreamed a dream of something, and then you realize that there's something else about us other than just the five senses that contact the world, to see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. Then there's more of us than to just something to memory, reason, conscience, and things. Because the dream proves it. You dreamed a dream of something. Maybe something to take place. Or something that has been. Right? That dream is real to you, isn't it? Yet you can't produce it. You can tell someone else about it, but you can't show it to them. You can tell them something that will take place, and it will take place maybe, you know, like that. But still, you can't show it to nobody. It's not a video that you can take out and shove it into a DVD, you know, and it plays your dream back to you. It's not on that basis. So then the prophet says, your soul is the inner being that you are. But yet he said, now, I see your body. He said, I can see your spirit. But said, I can't see your soul. And even I could deceive you See? In the basis of my body and spirit, and my soul still be lost, and yet deceive you into thinking that I'm a good Christian. But how did we find out? What did the prophet say? Bring the word and see what to do with the word. And that's why I've been on the evidences and the new birth and the thing. See, bring the person the word. All right? Now, as I begin to speak about that, as I was telling you last time, as I begin to speak about faith and the word and denying the word and the things we spoke of, then it unfolded to this point to where that I see that your soul is your subconscious. Like I said, I had the quotes before, but I didn't connect it together in the reality. I basically had it, as most of us, I think, would agree that we had it, as we would have a subconscious and then we'd have a soul. Well, I don't believe that now. I believe your soul is your subconscious because the prophet said it first, but because it's been revealed to me. Because you could get back there and argue over soul and spirit and this, that, or the other, you know. But just check what he's talking about. And if you'll check most of your early parts, he's not even dealing with the five senses of the spirit. He just deals with the senses of the body. He doesn't deal with the senses of the spirit until later on in his ministry, he begins to deal with the senses of the spirit, you know, and things. But in the early parts, if you'll check these out that I gave you, you'll see that he's dealing with, like, body, spirit, and soul, five senses. But see, your soul is your subconscious. Now, as I said a moment ago, it's the part of you that is your nature. That's why the prophet would say, the soul is the nature of the spirit. Not as they used to quote and say, the soul is just the nature of the spirit, because you're narrowing it down to not making it very much. Do like he said, the soul is the nature of your spirit. And the prophet said, if that spirit in you agrees with the word, you know, then you got a good evidence that the Spirit of God is living in there. And where does he live at? He doesn't live in your body. He doesn't live in your spirit. He lives in your soul. Because he lives in your being, see? All right? The person of Jesus Christ lives in you by the new birth. All right? Then if he lives in there, then your soul is more real than your body and spirit because that is the abode of God. We should thank God for helping us to understand more about a soul. And like I'm saying, now I keep saying this because I want you to think. See, if you go and you have a dream, something happened. The prophet said one time, a part of you went there. That's more real than the natural that we're looking at. Because it went into a subconscious realm of you that you can't do while you're standing here wide awake because we're not prophets. We can't do those things while we're wide awake because we're not made that way. But I don't believe he was just explaining his ministry. I believe he's explaining what we need, you know, that you and I need. We need to get this conscious and the subconscious running together. The prophet said when the subconscious says something, the conscious says contrary, it won't work. Or vice versa. But see, he said if we'll let that inside man take over, said it'll bring all of them senses into control. And it'll work then. See, then when that inside man comes forth with thus saith the Lord, the body and the spirit has to back up. See, because that would be the person of Jesus Christ speaking out of there. Because as the scripture said, it's not you that speaketh, it's the Father in you. He doeth the speaking. But that's what I'm trying to get you to see, the point of the soul being the nature that you are. Everybody has a different type of nature. You know, each individual person is nature different, irregardless of identical twins that even a lot of times think together and do things automatically, still, you keep going on with them, you'll find out there's a little difference in the nature. one of them will love something where the other one doesn't love something. You know, it'll come on down. So is it also true that we can know the nature of what's within us? Because if what is within me won't agree with the Word, you know, keep agreeing with the Word. Not be like Judas to come up 99% or something. But to keep agreeing with the Word, then we know there's something in us right. We've come to the position to understand, see, there's something in you living. That's what the new birth is. All right. Now watch now as we go along. See, the nature of your soul, I gave it to you on Souls in Prison, page 7. The nature of your soul is God if you're born again. If not, he said, it's of the world. The nature of your soul is God if you're born again. If not, it's of the world. All right? See, we all know that we were born with a worldly nature. Followed that nature until we received the new birth. And that's why we need the new birth, is to get rid of that nature. The prophet says in that quote, he said, it wasn't your soul that died. It was the nature of your soul. The nature of your soul. And that's of God if you're born again. If not, it's a worldly. That's what really what I was doing with the life's message. Remember I told you to hold a point on that message that we were just talking about soul, talking about subconscious, talking about conscience related to subconscious. But see, now let's move on in a little closer, coming down to the Christian realm to see where you and I live. You see, our soul was of the nature of the world, but by the new birth, through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wade was bringing out there Sunday, and I appreciate Wade and Aaron taking over while I was gone. I really appreciate that. I have got to listen, we did, to at least what Wade said there and everything, and really enjoyed it. Because, see, justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost means a whole lot more than we think. Because that is the only way that God can get within us. That's the only way he can get to the nature that we are. The prophet said, your old nature died, which was the nature of the world. No matter how good you are, what you are, no matter how good you think you are, or how good you've been all your life, if you're not born again, you're still of that nature of the world. There's good human beings in this world today that are not even born again. Sometimes make us ashamed. But that doesn't change the point that we must be born again. What if you could get that person born again? You know. All right? But see, that nature of your soul is God if you're born again, because God's own nature come in you. Whereby he has given unto us, as Peter said, precious promises, that by these promises we might be partakers of the divine nature of God. Right? Now, when you come into the body of Christ, see, you come into the body of Christ by the new birth, as we'll get to more in a minute. But when you do, see, that puts you in line, because it brings the nature of God to you in an earnest or a childlike form, as we'd call it. But we got to grow in grace and knowledge until we become total partakers of his divine nature within us. And that's what's taking place now. The Word being revealed, the things we're studying, is becoming part of us by the new birth. See, then God will unfold that to where we can see. And that's what I'm trying to, I say it again now, because see, if you've ever had a dream, you say, well, I don't know about my soul. If you've ever had a dream, that was where it was at. Right? Then you know it's real. It's a part of you. And that soul, the Bible says, not the body will die, there's the spirit die, but the soul that shall sinneth it shall die. See, now remember how we were trying to bring out about the heart, the soul. See? Out of the heart, the soul, see, of man, precedeth all things. Right? And see, that's why that we as Christians must be so careful, because we've got to make sure to get that nature in there. And let that one within us control us to where that we can walk each day as Christians. Live a Christian life. By the one that's living within our souls, because that's where it lays. Right, do you understand what I'm saying now? See, your subconscious part of you, that's your soul. That's your being. That's what motivates you, guides you, directs you through life. And even though you're a sinner, through that conscience and subconscious part of you, you actually have a moral obligation to do good, even if you're lost. That's why you go to Africa or somewhere, or to some place that they've never heard about Jesus Christ, and they're good living people. Why? Because of that conscience, and the subconscious part of them brings out through their, you know, the subconscious ruling, bring it out through the conscious, until it actually, even though it's lost, it still has a a desire to serve God. A longing within the heart. Why? Because God created us. Alright? See, then that subconscious is the soul of the individual. Alright? Now, then I gave you one where Brother Branham talks about conduct, order, and doctrine. Let's just read this one. I try not to read as much, but you know, we do need to read some and just keep up. Listen to what he said, because we done gave this one time. Questions and Answers, 1959, 1223. He's talking about, he said, in another place, I think the mind of Christ. Now, in that mind you serve, with the mind of Christ you serve God, see? See, the inward part. The inward part, you serve God. That subconscious, there's where faith lies. There's where faith lies. In the subconscious. Now take that to understand what we're talking about. That's where faith lies, is in the soul of the individual. In that soul is where your faith lies. That's why sometimes you know yourself, you come up against situations to where something down with the inside of you just didn't agree with what was going on or something. It was just something different, you know. And that's faith. Because that's where your soul is. Because that's where you're born again at. You're not born again in your body. You're not born again in your spirit. You're born again in your soul. And that's where your faith lies. See, our trouble is that we keep that one inside of us pushed down a lot because of the outward man that we let run the ship like that, instead of letting the one inside of us be the one. Right? And see, we need to get in touch with him. Right? Look at him on down. He's in the message called Faith, 1956. He says, faith is a subconscious thing. Faith is not a mental act. It's something that you subconsciously do it. People try to look to their intellects for faith when faith doesn't lay in here. Reason lays here. Faith lays in the soul. That's where faith lays, in the soul. All right. Now, see, that's why the new birth, the prophet said and taught on the stature of a perfect man. And I gave you one there, stature of a perfect man, page 23. Said, what's the first thing? Have faith and be born again. That's laying the foundation. Have faith and be born again. See? Because faith is living in your soul. We think it's living up in our heads, our minds. No, can't be. Because mental faith, we've done been through that. The prophet said what we need to do is let our mental faith become a spiritual revelation. Then when it does, there's your new birth. And where's the birth at? In your soul. So the nature of your soul is God if you're born again. The nature of your subconscious that rules you is God if you're born again. And that's where faith lies. Faith lays in that realm to where that you can stand there and look at things that are contrary and do as we read in Hebrews and understand that the worlds were framed by things which do not appear. There's no reasoning in the soul. Now, when they got beyond the curtain of time, I know the Lord had to straighten me out on that, because, and I still believe that soul, while you're alive and here, only has the faith or doubt to it. I believe that. But when they went beyond the curtain of time, they were able to talk and reason and things like that, because that's your soul, which is your theophany, page 80 of the Hebrew book. Right? But you see, we're gaining more ground to understand even like that, that your soul is the subconscious. Your soul is your being. Your soul is God. Your soul is where your faith lays. Not in your mental capacity. It doesn't lay in your intellectual form. That's why I spent so much time trying to bring that out, see? Where mental faith won't work. It'll hold you for a while. It's made the majority of the people, you know, are in to the billions of people around the world are what we call Christians. But yet tell them the word to see what they do. They'll let you know in a hurry there's something wrong down on the inside. Because it won't agree. But see, you're born again by faith. Faith is what? We gave you those. What the prophet said, the only way you can be saved, they gave it to you on Patmos vision. That was the two that I wound up putting 2 sevens on. The Patmos vision in 1960, 1204, he said you can only be born again by revelation. You can only be saved by revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, according to what we gave you a couple of weeks ago there, about Christ, the mystery of God revealed, where Brother Rand said it's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. The person of Jesus Christ being revealed to you is the new birth. That's why there's very few new births. Because people don't know what the new birth is. They think it's shouting. They think it's crying. They think it's speaking in tongues. They think it's believing the message. And all of that are attributes instead of being the reality of the real. And that way, then, when you look at it, see, faith, the prophet said, is a revelation. So you can only be saved by revelation. That's why I believe the new birth like I do, that it's the birth of the Word. Like the disciples, they took the Word. They held the Word. 120 of them held the Word. But 380 of them that saw Jesus after the resurrection were not in the upper room. Why? Because they didn't hold the Word. Now, if they'd have held the Word, they'd have been in the upper room, right? See? So the new birth is a revelation unto you, faith. Which faith is what now? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now you can't show nobody your new birth. You say, yeah, but it's manifested out. That's right. But also was a kind old priest. It's not because that you're good or whatever. There's a lot of people in the world that are good. But it's according to the Word. Now, how can you be the Word and deny the Word? How can you say you're born again by the Spirit of Almighty God, and that Spirit teach you something contrary to the Word of God. How can it be done? So you're born again by faith. You're born again by revelation. So your mental faith must become a spiritual revelation. Blasphemous names. And then when it does, then you are what, as Paul called it, a new creature in Christ Jesus. A new creation. Why? Because it's faith, not knowledge now. He said, you have a knowledge of it intellectually, but you can't be saved until it's revealed to you. Patmos vision. 1960, 1204. You see, we say, well now, the church is built upon a revelation. Upon this rock I'll build my church. A revelation. Now, see, the church then is within you. Faith lies within your subconscious. That's what I want you to think about, see. Faith lays within your subconscious. Faith lays in your soul. That's where revelation lies. Head knowledge is junked about in the brain. And that's fine to have head knowledge. You must have head knowledge before you can get a revelation. Faith must come by hearing, and hearing by the Word. But then once it drops down into you, and the God quickens it, you're no longer living by an intellectual concept. You're not living by a mental faith. You're living by a spiritual revelation down in the soul. Now, if it's true that the new birth is the birth of the Word, and I believe that, see, then we can say we're being born again as we keep climbing up the pyramid. Amen. What is that? More revelation. So the prophet says you're born again at faith. Then you want to be partakers of His divine nature. And to be partakers of His divine nature means we must eat the Word. That's why I believe it like I do about the stature of a perfect man, see. How are you going to get virtue? How are you going to get knowledge? Well, I'll just study it. Now, that's not holy. That's not the type that he's talking about. That's Holy Ghost knowledge. It's wonderful to study. We all must do that. We must do that. But yet still, we must ask for a revelation. Because if it's not revealed to us, we're only in our intellect. And you're not born again in your intellect. See, that's why your faith lies in your subconscious. Your faith lays in your soul, because that's what you are. It lays in your being. That's why I believe like I do. See, we are the children of Almighty God. I can't help being what I am. That's what Rabbi Richman, I believe it was, said that time, you know. He said, I can't help it if we're Jews. You know, I didn't choose to be that. I can't help it if something within me won't let me agree with all these doctrines of the message. Why? Because something within there says that's not right. It's not how much I can argue or outquote. Because there's plenty of people who come up against this message and say, well, he's preaching your soul is your subconscious. Why, here the prophet says, prophet. But go ahead, that's all right. But when we get on the other side, we'll know who's right. But will it tie with the rest of the Word? What I'm talking about will tie with all of the Scriptures. You know. Because now I know what my being really is. I know who I am by the new birth. As the prophet said on the last message he preached, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. Now, he knew his body come from them, and he knew he was their child. But he said, now I know who I really am. See, when you really find out who you are as a Christian, you're a child of God. You love your parents for bringing you, but your parents never gave you salvation. They only gave you a body God had to give life to that body, or it would have been a dead baby. God gives the soul and the spirit. Man just tries to help produce a body. But you know yourself that a lot of times that don't work, because you can stay all your life trying to have a baby and not have one. You know. But see, what I'm trying to get you to see, church, is tie together all that I've been talking about. We'll get on to the next message where the prophet said, you cannot have, and I ask you to read that message, Super Sense, 12/27/1959, or get the tape, listen to it, or whatever. You cannot have the sixth sense, which is faith, without first being born again. You can't have it. You've only got it for a time. And I thank God for bringing that out, see, to where we could understand. Because then he gets in the super sense. He says it two or three times that you can't have the super sense without being born again. Then he says Abraham had it and Moses had it. But you see, God had already pre-prepared us for it to where we could understand that they had it for the time. That a prostitute come across the platform and actually receive a revelation and be healed. When a true sinner not be able to do it. Because they've got faith for the time. Faith for the time. Touching that inner being of us. Because I was trying to describe a while ago, and I believe it. I know that we are motivated by the devil. And I know we serve him in our lives, but you know, we're not the devil. You know that our soul is not the devil. It's you. That's why even as a sinner, you have a moral obligation. You know, it's not because you're taught those things. It's because there's something that you know, you come from somewhere. You know God brought you into being. I did. I don't know about you, but I did. As a sinner, when I'd go out and do wrong, I would feel bad. He said, boy, I felt good. Well, that's all right. I'm not throwing off on you. I'm describing myself. See, there was something about that obligation as a human being, as a soul, that soul looks back at its master and wants to serve him. The devil comes in and gave your soul a nature. He didn't come and live in your soul. He can't do that part. He can only pervert the nature of your being. That's why I taught you one time a series of messages about the soul and the thing. See, when a baby is born, it is not born with a dirty soul. God can't create a wrong soul. It's born with a pure soul. Not eternal, but pure. Then life itself takes the child into the wrong direction. Life is what puts us in the pawn shop. You remember the message? Satan didn't put you in the pawn shop, Brother Dick. You put your own self there. Why? Because you yielded to him. Had you yielded to God, he would have brought you to himself earlier. Why is it that some of us were saved late in life and some were saved earlier? It's because that some were able to yield themselves where the rest of us fought. You know, and stayed with our old nature. We call it Adamic nature. Whereas others would yield themselves to Christ in an early age. Why? Because that's the way it works. The new birth is the birth of the Word within your soul. It's why the prophet said, faith is a revelation. Faith is a revelation unto you. The day you got born again, you got a revelation of somewhere of the Scriptures. Because you know what I believe? I believe there's a Scripture for each and every one of us to fulfill. You may have to search a long time till you find the scripture that is more related to your life. You know, you may say, well, I don't know what scripture or whatever. Just keep praying. One of these days it'll appear. See, because that was a revelation unto you. It lays in your soul. Faith lays in your soul, in that inner being, not out in your body and your spirit. But yet we hear with our body. We conceive with our spirit. But we must yield ourselves to word that it can be made alive. A revelation unto us. Then that's what saved us, is revelation. You're saved by grace through faith. Why? Because it's revealed to you. That mental faith becomes a spiritual revelation. And when it does, you're partaking the nature of Almighty God within you. That's why the prophet said it's not your soul that died. He said, it's the nature of your soul that died. See, I know they go through and they take quotes here and they take quotes there and all, they make all kind of things, you know, about it. Soul's the nature of spirit, spirit's the nature. So I agree with it. I know that. I know exactly where they're at, and I believe it. Your soul is the nature of your spirit. And your spirit is supposed to be motivated by your soul. So it's supposed to be the same nature. Right? You're not supposed to be, Danny, a Christian inside and live like the devil outside. There's something wrong somewhere, see. Your soul is not the nature of your spirit. But when you're unregenerated, see, the nature of your soul is of the world. That don't mean, as I said, the devil has come and lived in you. You just made yourself available to him. You put your own self in the pawn shop. But then when the age of accountability comes, then you're responsible. And God started recording then. And that's why we must repent of that, ask God to forgive us, but ask Him for the new birth. See, now you know yourself. Now listen to me, please. You know yourself that mostly, even in this message where you come from, and especially back when you was in organized religion, they didn't know anything about your nature or your being, your soul, or anything. And even the people in this message, when Brother Branham said, I taught three processes from the very beginning. He always taught the new birth to be the same, the birth of the Word. Yes, but he said this here, and he said, yes, but he said that too. See, it's our nature of our being. Like I said, most of the quotes in your early ministry of Brother Branham is only dealing with the senses of the body. Read it. But then I was noticing he'll say, you know, see, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And he'll say, now see there, we're conscious of these things. And I believe he began to understand and begin to try to bring to us what? The plan of redemption. He got on the future home. He said, if you don't get nothing, get the plan of redemption. He said, it's the same for the world as it is for the person. Trying to get us to see what the new birth really is. The birth of the Word. Being partakers of God's divine nature. Being born again by the incorruptible Word of God. How do you get, as I said a while ago, how do you get the virtues? I asked the question when Brother Mould expressed that years ago, 1971. When he preached it, I said, well, there's only one thing I want to know now, Brother Mo. How do I get them? It was about 1980-something when the Lord finally revealed to me how that by being partakers of the Word brings the nature of God within you, and the nature of God within you automatically will display itself as temperance and patience and godliness and So it's the opening of the Word that brings us up the pyramid. Why? Because it's the opening of the Word that put us in the body of Christ. You agree? See, then it has to just keep on unfolding. See? Being born again, just keep walking on in the Word. But now we know that the subconscious part of us is not something that's contrary. See, I used to wonder, well, why? And it still it bothers me that a Christian can have a bad dream. But see, there has to be somewhere that you're laying in there that you're between the conscious and the subconscious, not over into one or the other. You're living in between. But the prophet, I got one where he said, see, if the Holy Spirit comes in there, he said, it's a spiritual dream. Because that was the only way he could get Joseph to go on and marry Mary, was through a dream. So he had to deal with him a dream in his subconscious. But he laid it in there by faith and said, now, you go take her. Right? Why? Because it was what he had, the only way he could deal with him. Simeon, you remember we're bringing out? Faith for the time. What did they have? He said, I won't die. It's been revealed to me. I won't die until I see the Lord's Christ. Something dropped down within his inner being and come out of there speaking by faith. Because I wish you could understand what I'm trying to say. See, just because you're lost, Adolf Hitler, we'd say, would be lost. But yet he had a side of him that was probably good. Because that's his nature. Naturally, he wanted to be controller. That was part of his nature. Because that's what Satan gives you. Satan can't give you a soul. Now, that's been taught by the people of the message, but it's incorrect. Satan can't give you a soul, but he can pervert the nature of your soul. He can pervert your nature to where that you'll follow after him. Because that's what he does through the age of accountability. He begins to hound upon us the things of the world. And then we follow after him. We take upon ourselves his nature. But see, by the new birth, God has given us his nature. And that's in your subconscious, which is your soul. And that's where faith lies. That's why that sometimes, you know, even as Christians, we live a lot of days. I do. Ask Brother Gary sometime about it. You know, Brother John Martin said one time, he said, I go sometime for months and won't hear from God. And I was talking to Brother Gary about that one day, and he said, he's doing pretty good. He said, because I go about six before I hear, maybe. Why? It's not that we're so mean. It's just maybe we're not lining up ourselves in the right direction. We're allowing the world to have too much control of us instead of us turning out to be controlled of the world. And we never will run the world. Who wants to? I don't want to have anything to do with... I mean, if they call me today and say, why don't you come up and straighten out the White House, I'd say, I'm sorry. That's impossible. Yeah. Boy, I wouldn't mind. They call me, want me to go, you know, they want me, boy. You know, you get into wrong nature that way. Because that old nature, see, now I'm honest, I believe it. I believe in body and spirit, you're still of your old nature. No, Brother Dale, all of my, no, it's not all lined up. Your body and spirit is still of the old Adamic nature. Controlled by the world, led by the world, motivated by the world. It's the soul is where you're born again. But see, we need to yield to that, to where that we seek God for a revelation. Have you ever asked him to reveal to you that you're saved? You know, show you something in the Scripture. Because he always speaks to me according to the Scripture. That's the way it's always been. When he speaks to me about something, it's always right in the Scripture. I don't have to worry about it. And I don't mean that I'm a prophet and I'm this, that. No, I'm just a born-again Christian. I believe he'll speak to every born-again Christian in the Bible if you'll ask him. He's my father, isn't he? Isn't he your father? Well, why wouldn't we want, you know, Why wouldn't we want to follow after our Father? And be led by that one that's within us, because that new birth, see, is that part of you that God has made you a new creature. But He didn't annihilate you. He didn't annihilate you, brother. I said, my new birth didn't take away from me the joy of hunting. That's through His body and His spirit. He said, He didn't take that away from me. He said, it's just lined up now. You understand what I'm talking about? See, your faith lays in your subconscious. It lays in your soul. The revelation of Jesus Christ lays not within your head. I wish to God I had revealed what is in my head, because that's the only memory bank that holds things. I would to God that He'd drop it on down and let me see it, you know, what I've studied of the message. But He will when I need it. He will when I need it. Just like when I was bringing the message of faith, I just kept preaching because I knew that there was something coming up. But then He just dropped it right on over into the new birth, the subconscious and the things, to see that that subconscious is your real soul. That's who you are. Have you ever looked at other people through God's eyes? Have you ever looked that way? I know that it's my nature, my ways of doing and all, and I don't try to describe a lot because a lot of people think wrong about you, think you're trying to make something. But I stood one day and I actually looked at someone. And as I looked at that person, my vision totally became a tunnel. And through that tunnel, I could see that person, I believe, the way God was looking at that person. I didn't look at their actions and reactions. That's why I've always been that way. Actions and reactions can fool you. I can deceive you into thinking I'm right. But see, I was just standing there, and all at once it was just like my mind's eye view, because you don't see with your brain, you know, and all. That's just recording stuff. You actually see by the spirit man that's dwelling within you. And something allowed me to just walk backward within myself and look at someone, and just like a tunnel. I could see everything else around, but that one person would tunnel in on that one place. I believe I was looking at the person like God looked at him. And I didn't see any fault in him. Why? Because the inside was what was looking. Yeah. The inside was what was controlling. What I was seeing was from the inside and looking at somebody that was on the outside. See, that's the way that I've always been, that way, the word that I could say, well, now, let's just don't throw off on them. Let's give them a change. Let God deal with them. Don't just down people and all. Send the Holy Spirit after them. The prophet said you had faith for your own self. He said, I doubt it if you don't have faith to try to help somebody else, you know, or for other people. Look at the world not as people that are serpent seed. You know, we're in the message. They're serpent seed. We're all serpent seed. We're all perverted. It's the new birth is the only thing that's any good in any of us. Of course, the people in the message don't like that. They think, oh, I was this seed, I was this, that, and the other. You can't have a seed without God. But do you see what I'm talking about? See, the new birth gives us the nature of God, and the growth of the Word makes us partakers of that divine nature. But you've got to have the new birth to bring you the nature of God. See, then as you get the nature of God, then you want Christ's nature. The prophet said, Christ's nature in you, how can you still lie, backslide? Everything else with the divine nature of Christ in you. How can you do it? See, I want to be partakers of his divine nature to where he'll take over my whole being. But not at just at times I make contact with him. And like I was trying to describe to you, where the prophet said, a dream is just a split second. Well, you know what revelation is? People say, I dreamed all night. When it was just a split second, all you dream. Just a split second. Joyce talks in hers. She talks in her dreams. Danny's saying amen. I remember one night I walked in, the boys was in the bedroom in there, and I thought they was, you know, I just walked in the room. I mean, they was in there, and they was just talking away. Well, I stood there for a minute, and Wade was talking to Terrence. Terrence was talking away, and they were both asleep. But they were just talking, just like it was just, you know. I guess it was a dream world or half between or somewhere. But you see, sometimes maybe God has to put us to sleep. You know, for us to understand who we really are. Maybe he has to put us to sleep for us to contact that dream world, as we call it. But yet what I like about it, his word, if we just keep staying in his word, that's the main point, just keep staying in his word, it'll come to the place to where that we'll realize who we are by the word. That's partakers of his divine nature because he's the Word. As we partake of the Word, we're partaking of Jesus Christ. Faith is a revelation. Revelation is in your soul. Your soul is your subconscious. That's what you are. And that is, as we'll get to it in the next minute, that is the super sense. Super sense that can lead us. Our five senses lead us a lot of times wrong, but they can also lead us in the right direction. But yet I want that super sense, don't you? I want that super faith, not a super duper faith as everybody wants. See, you talk about stuff like that and everybody automatically, boy, I'll be glad when we get that super faith where we can just speak the word. That's what they told me when I first come in the message. You know what I told them then? Same thing I do now. I said, you got to have the word before you can speak it. Well, we've got it. Then I'd say something Brother Brown said, and they'd say, where'd he say that at? I said, well, he said in so-and-so message. Well, I just heard that message the other day, and I didn't hear that. So I just got, well, I just bring the books. Yeah. But you see, church, we can live, and I hope this comes out in the correct order. See, we can actually live, I believe, to a position to where God can lead us and guide us into even what to read, what to study, what to talk about, what to do, you know, jobs to have, homes to buy, cars to buy, if we'll just listen to him. Because he's inside of us, right? And the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, don't put money in this, that, the other, our homes on. Don't do wrong of what I'm saying. I said he could lead you to do those things. It doesn't mean just because that you're poor in spirit either. But there's one thing about it. I don't agree with being poor and staying poor. Now, I just don't agree with that. I believe you can do something about it. There's people in this world ain't nothing but bums. Born bums, they'll die bums. You know. That's B-U-M, ever how you spell it, because my voice is so bad, you'll think I'm talking B-O-M-P, but no. They're just bums because that's what they chose to be. A man one time that couldn't even read nor write, he wound up to be president of the United States. Abraham Lincoln. He done something about his problems. You and I say, well, I don't have a revelation, Brother Dale. Well, what are you doing here then if you don't have a revelation? Something's kept you a long time. Something has drawn you. Something has led you. Why not yield to that? Why not just keep yielding to whatever's guided you all these years? And just let Him lead us. We might find out we're a whole lot closer than what we think. Brother Richard asked me the other day, he said, Brother Dale, do you see anything hardly in the natural out here that needs to take place before the Lord can come? I said, no, sir, I really don't. I said, I don't know of anything naturally that has to happen. But I said, Brother Richard, I don't know too much spiritually has to happen before we can walk out of here. Because if it could ever be made known to me what I'm talking about, you say, Brother Dale, that's... I'm just saying it like it is. If it could be made known to me really what I'm talking about tonight, about faith, subconscious, etc., so, then we'll walk off the earth. Because God doesn't reveal to us all at once. He just does it real slow and gradual. So is it being partakers of His divine nature. You can't make yourself have knowledge, but yet that's head knowledge you do need. You can't make yourself have Holy Ghost knowledge, but you can keep yourself from having Holy Ghost knowledge by failing to yield yourself. You see what I'm talking about? Your subconscious, that's the title of the message, subconscious. And then I just put it in parentheses where we could keep it, because the last message was subconscious. This is subconscious, the soul. The soul. The being that you are. The thing that's motivating you, guiding you, leading you into the Word. And it's not leading you into the Word, it's something I check it then. And I don't mean that we all understand everything. I'm going to go wrong because we don't. We'll understand everything. We'll understand what God's revealed to us. But yet we ought to just yield ourselves to Him. And let Him speak to us to see what we need. And sometimes, like He'll speak to me when I'm not even thinking about the things. I just grab a pen, write down a word or two, because all I get is a word or two. And people say, God dealt with me all night last night. He was just there all night. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not saying it's not, because God can deal in different natures with different people. But you find out that He's just dealing with you just a little bit at a time. Sure, I've went all day long in the presence of God and me thinking about the Word and the statute of man and going through it and going through the seals and going through the 70 weeks and that. Just in my mind sitting on a deer stand. You know, just go through what God has revealed to you and I. Sometimes just sit down by myself and just think about the things that He has made known to us. And to know that we didn't do anything to get it. We didn't study ourselves into getting it because that can't be done. But yet if we don't study, we don't yield ourselves to Him to where He can use us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your subconscious, that's your soul. And if you're born again, God is in there living. Not as a little bitty man sitting down inside of you. It's His nature that He's bringing to within you. Nature that is coming within you. Because there's no way humanly that I could see Brother Addison's soul. God would have to some way open my understanding to that, because I can't see it naturally. But I can see something within him that says, hey, I want the Word. See, and I can rejoice over that to say, thank you, Lord, that somebody wants the Word. You know. See, let that soul, that real being that you are, we might find out, church, we're a whole lot closer than what we think we are. To where we could just walk off this earth. Because like I told you, if you put under my feet what's in my heart, then I'll walk on it. But sometimes we have to do it like the story was told us. One man there that Brother Randall even told him, he said, be careful in slippery rocks. But he said, just take one step at a time. So Because you see, when that rock comes up out of that water, it's real slick. You got to wait till it dries. Moss on it and everything, you got to wait till it dries. But once it dries, you can just step over on that next one. Just live one day at a time. Just have a good time as a Christian. Walking in the message of the hour that God has given us. But do you see your subconscious? That's your soul. That's your being. That's who you are. Thank God for the truth. I wish I had enough voice to scream for the truth that God has revealed to you and I. The things He's made known, at least available to us. And we know for certain it hadn't been a man. It's been God among us using the fivefold ministry to bring us to the place. Not a onefold, but a fivefold ministry to bring us to the place to where we can understand. Come on, brother boy. To where we can understand who we are. My point is, if we don't know who we are, how are we going to know how to do anything? The devil keeps beating me down, telling me, you ain't that, you ain't that. And I just keep telling him and say, well, I didn't say I was. God's the one that said I was. He's the one that's guiding me. So then you have to deal with Him. He said, I was His child. You go argue with Him about it. And that way, after a while, you see Him just get away from Him because he can't do anything with you. Don't worry about it. He'll be right back the next day trying his best, but, he'll leave for that time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your subconscious realm, that's your soul. And if that soul is born again, that's God bringing His divine nature into you to make your soul eternal. And He won't live in an unclean vessel. He won't do it. Let's stand. Go ahead, brother. 272 in the red book. Anybody has a need? I'm camping in the land of Canaan, and with rapture I survey the wondrous beauty ground. Glory, anybody have a need? Camping in Canaan's happy land. Traveled through the darkness very far over here. Have you traveled a lot of them places? Have you been up and down and let? Don't worry about it. You know, down in the valleys is where the lilies are formed. They're not formed on the mountaintop, they're formed in the valley. They don't run up on the mountain and show forth what they are. They just stay in the valley and just put forth. I'm camping in Canaan, happy land. My journey in a place so lovely and so grand. I've been led by Jesus to the blessed land of glory. I'm camping, I'm camping. Do you really see who you are? See, this message was to let us know who we are. To show us who we are. What we're doing here. Well, I said, I don't believe Brother Branham was just trying to explain when he was talking about conscious and subconscious how a prophet worked. I believe he was trying to tell us what we need to do is just get out of the conscious and get into the subconscious and let it work. We're not trying to be prophets, but we're trying to be the children of God, led by His Spirit to walk in the Word. to realize what's going on in the day and the hour that we're living. Think sometimes. Just sit down and think about what God has made known to you. Just go back in your thinking sometimes and just sit down and think about one God, water baptism, no eternal hell. Just think about God, what God's made known to you. Then if you don't think it's good or right or whatever, go out and try to explain it to somebody. You'll find out they can't understand you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Why do we want to see him? High and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. I am lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Isn't that something? Did he make us his children? He'd make us his children. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see. One more time before we go. Holy, holy. Father, you heard our buddy. He's wanting to get himself out of the way. How much more real could anything be to us than that desire? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's a blessing, Josh, to just be hungry. You want to get yourself out of the way. So just yield yourself to him and walk in him, watch him guide you and lead you into all things. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Amen. Do you want to see him? Is that what you want? To see him. The prophet said you're seeing the word, you're seeing Jesus. You're seeing the word, he said you're seeing Jesus. What are we looking for now? He's not to be here as a corporal thing to see. He's to be here in the Word. And to think of turning the pages of this Bible, where at once I had a lot of questions. I still have a lot, you know. But there's a whole lot less questions about what's said in here today than there was when I first started. Thank God for the truth. Thank God for the word of the hour that's been given into our hands. To where we can walk in thy word and just fellowship one with another, Brother Dean.